Well, good afternoon. My name is Jim Charlton. I work with the Alpha Central Support Team in the Chicago area, and I'm the host of today's Ask an Expert call. The topic of today's call is Handling the Healing Knife. It's October 16, 2012, and our special guest this afternoon for the call is Jeff Kirby. Jeff is a teaching pastor at the United Methodist Church of the Resurrection in Leawood, Kansas, the Kansas City area. He's been there for 11 years. He focuses his ministry there on Alpha and men's ministry. And I'll ask Jeff to give us a little bit of an overview on how Alpha is going there at Church of the Resurrection. I've known Jeff for almost a dozen years, I guess, now. He was one of the first conference speakers I ever heard in an Alpha conference, and I was duly impressed by his not only his gentle delivery style, quite effective teaching abilities, and he's got a real gift. All that on part and parcel with a real heart for the lost, which makes him so effective in this Alpha ministry. So, Jeff, would you like to help us learn how to handle the healing night?
Well, thank you for that introduction. That's very nice of you to say all those nice things, except I may be on the wrong call because you said it was Ask an Expert, and I'm not an expert, but I'll offer what I can. I'm in my 17th year of Alpha ministry. I met up with Nikki Gumbel in Toronto in August of 1995, and have been doing Alpha ever since. So I wouldn't consider myself an expert, but I've been plugging away at it for 17 years. I think the questions around the healing night and probably the Holy Spirit retreat as well, but probably especially the healing night, raises lots of questions and anxieties for people. And for some of us, this sort of represents a bit of a theological shift, or if not a shift, at least it's an area of our pastoral theology that sort of has remained underdeveloped. So when we come to it, for some of us, it feels a bit strange. Or we sort of believe in the healing ministry sort of in theory, but we don't know really how to do it in practice. So it's a challenge. It takes us a while, I think, to get comfortable with it. But let me just share a few thoughts as I've been thinking about this call and hoping to share some things to encourage all of us. For me, the starting point for the healing talk isn't about methodology, not about how to do it or sort of techniques, but it's really theology. And that is rethinking our way through this important topic of healing. And I think the Alpha Course has served us and served the church extremely well by even raising the question about healing. There's obviously so much about the healing ministry of Jesus that just fills the Gospels and the healing ministry of the early church. And so I would hope for each of us to sort of go back to our studies and to beef up on developing a theology of healing. And out of that, our method comes for the healing night. If you're not familiar, let me just suggest a couple of, I think, some of the best books on the subject of healing. I think the all-time classic book is by Morton Kelsey. Morton Kelsey was a professor at Notre Dame University, and his book, Healing in Christianity, is, for my money, it's the best book, a kind of a comprehensive theology and history lesson about the healing ministry of Jesus and the healing ministry of the church. So if you're going to read one book about healing, I would make it Morton Kelsey's book. Of course, John Wimber, who was late John Wimber, the leader of the Vineyard Movement, who's had a great influence, really, on much of the content of Alpha, wrote a book called Power Healing, which is very good. A friend of mine from years ago, Ken Blue, wrote another book, I think published by University Press, called Authority to Heal. And then, of course, anything by Francis McNutt about healing, the healing ministry, has been, I think, is very helpful. So as an Alpha leader, I would make my way through those texts. I'd certainly start with Kelsey's book, and I'd get as many of my Alpha leaders, small group leaders, sort of up to speed on a theology of healing. Without that, I think we come to the subject not prepared and not quite sure what we believe.